So the Tour de Ski ended yesterday, and we tried to get a hold of Liz Steven from the U.S., and who had a spectacular day yesterday up Alpe Sirmes and was second on the climb. She improved. I think she was eighth or fifth the year before. I think she'll clarify for us. We're going to try to get Liz on the line and find out how her tour went and about her spectacular climb up Alpe Sirmes. Liz, very special day yesterday for you. Your second podium, I think, as a senior in Europe, eh?
Yes, it's including the relay, it's my second podium and first ever individual podium, so it's pretty special for me, for sure.
Yeah, I forgot about the relay, that's right. So when you came into the race yesterday, and you knew you'd done really well in the climb, I think you were fifth last year, is that right?
I was eighth last year, so I knew I had done well last year, but I was hoping to, you know, improve on that this year, and each year the expectations get a little higher, and, you know, trained a little bit more, and I had done the Blink Festival this summer, which included an uphill roller ski time trial, and had gotten third in that to race and Heidi Vang, and so I kind of wanted to test it out and see if I could also do it on snow, and turned out that yesterday was a good day for me, for sure.
Absolutely. I think you also had a spectacular run up at the, what's the race in the U.S.? It's just slipping my mind right now.
Oh, yeah. The Climb to the Castle.
That's it. Climb to the Castle. I think there was some comments made about your great run up there as well.
Yeah, I do like to do those uphill climbs. Unfortunately, it's not every day that you climb up an alpine mountain for a World Cup. So once a year or so, I get to fire that one up.
It's always interesting to talk to everybody, whether they've done it before or the rookies like Lenny and Jesse and Noah, who've never done it before. So it's. It's an eye opener for sure, and you know, even watching it, you know, can make you tired, so to speak. So
yeah.
You guys had a very good tour, and I know you were hoping for some, you know, some stages for better results, but overall, I think, you know, 15th is a big improvement over last year. I think you were in the 20s.
Yeah, I think I was 24th last year, so I was shooting for a top 10 going into the tour, but. You got to adjust your goals sometimes, and I'm certainly very happy with the top 15. So,
yeah, no, it's a great result for you, and you know, it's tough to move up, you know, 10 or 15 places. So it's a pretty nice run for you. Coming into the tour this year, did you feel, you know, more balanced because you had done the tour before and just knew what to expect?
Yeah, certainly. You know, last year was kind of like a trial year for a lot of things. I think a lot of us just decided we were going to do as many World Cups as possible and see how many we could handle. And kind of there was no World Championships to peak for or Olympics. So the Tour de Ski ended up being like the biggest highlight of the year for me last year in terms of the biggest goals for the year. And it was nice to come into this year knowing that, like, you know, I'd done one before, I knew what to expect, and how much fun it was. I mean, I had a blast last year, just racing every day and traveling, and it's like this huge circus that just goes around all the World Cup athletes, and the energy that travels with this thing is really unbelievable, considering how much racing everybody's doing. You'd think that everyone would be exhausted, and yet, until the tour is over, like today is the first day that I've kind of felt a little bit of a low, and I think tomorrow I'll probably feel that too, but up until now it's just been like fun and so much fun. So I hope to do the tour many times before my career is over, because it is so far like one of the most fun experiences both times I've done it I've ever had on the World Cup. So.
Well, it is interesting to hear the balancing act that you're on the climb, and it's got to be a lot of pain. But of course, there's a lot of other stuff that we don't necessarily see, and that you're talking about now, and that's the energy buzz that everybody has at the tour, and it certainly lifted the tour into becoming a centerpiece in the season for all skiers. The team did pretty good this year, and I know Keegan wanted to do better, but still a very solid effort for her. Of course, Jesse Diggins, you know, in, I think, 21st overall, a great ski for her. I think Holly moved up one spot as well. Did you guys talk strategy, or, you know, talk about the team's sort of energy coming into the tour and through the tour?
Yeah, well, you know, Keegan brings an amazing amount of, like, momentum and energy everywhere she goes these days, just, you know, from one sprint win to another, and then new distance podiums, and, of course, our podium earlier this year with the team. So, yeah, so we were all really fine. We have some momentum with us for sure this year. So, and, it, you know, it was Jesse's first tour, and it was Noah's first tour. So that's fun to have some newbies doing it, and they don't really know what to expect, and kind of keeps it young and fresh having them on it. And unfortunately, Jesse had a pretty tough first stage in Oberhof, or maybe it was the second day, but she ended up falling and losing a lot of time. I think she came out of the Oberhof stages in like the 50s maybe, or the 40s. So she had a lot of time to make up, and, you know, maybe that helped take some of the stress of the tour off. I don't know, but certainly to have finished the tour in 21st and just consistently moved up every stage, and it's very impressive for sure. And Keegan having like a few wins in there, and I mean, Holly had another tough year with the tour. Last year was the broken wrist, but this year just maybe the body was a little tired and just can't quite get it going right now. So the tour is relentless. I mean, if you're feeling off, you see a lot of people dropping in this tour. And us as Americans, we don't have the option of just going home 2 hours away. You know, it's like Holly was really exhausted and kind of struggling with the idea of maybe I should drop out, you know, or maybe I should, you know, sit the rest of this thing out. And I think Chris was also struggling with that a little bit for a while. And it's almost like, what do you do? Is it better to just finish it and race and rather than just kind of sit around and follow the tour, because that's basically what you're doing. So it's a balancing act for us. It's some tough decisions, and I think it's good to try the tour out this year for World Championships as a trial for next year before the Olympics, to see if it doesn't fit in your goals, and will you be fast for the big games that matter in February for this year and next year. So it's another trial for sure, and it's good to try things out each year and see what makes you the best skier you can be at the right time.
Yeah, there's a lot to juggle, and you know, the perspective as you laid it out, it's interesting to hear, and you know, like you said, you know, if you're living in Europe, you have the option of just heading home or whatever. The proximity for a lot of those skiers is we just got the similar kind of situation for everybody with the Quebec and the Canmore World Cups, but for sure that plays a big part in terms of the overall strategy. You know, Noah also had a great last day, and I think he had a kind of a similar start to Jesse, and I think he was 17th, so it was a good way to finish the tour off for him as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, and he said he was feeling good enough to want to keep going, so he was actually a little bit bummed to drop, but his goals are lead break and beyond, so that's what was in his plan.
So what happens for you guys now, Liz? I think you just had a big team dinner, I heard.
Yeah, we are hanging out in Predazzo. Half the team are, probably about, kind of, we're left with four people here on Wednesday, as the rest of the team will go to Liebrecht. Keegan kind of went to France to spend some time away from the team and away from the race venues, and spend some time with Jeff, her husband, and then Holly is leaving tomorrow to go to see some friends near Venice for the rest of this week, and kind of everybody has their own plan, but there'll be a few of us here in Predazzo training until Monday, when we'll go meet the team in La Clusaz, France. So kind of taking a chill week and doing what we need to do, and then, firing it back up for the World Cup.
Yeah, no, it sounds like, when the tour ends, I think that happens to all the teams. Everybody just splits or figures out where they're going, and it's interesting to hear the various things that are going on. Just a quick question about the World's Course, Liz. How did you find the World's Course? Had you done it before?
So last year was my first time here in Predazzo at the tour last year, and the courses are... I'm really excited. They're extremely hard. I think they really test your abilities in a lot of ways as a skier, both your fitness for sure on these courses. They're super hard up and down. Standing on your skis, the downhills aren't chill. They're fast, and there's corners, and you got to be on it. There's not so much rest on a lot of these downhills. It's a great spectator course. I mean, you get to see, you kind of come towards the stadium maybe three times while you're going out on this 5K loop, and it'll be really fun to be here for any race that you're going to do, whether it's sprint or distance. They're all very challenging, and it's a beautiful venue, and so far the experiences I've had have been totally flawless with, the preparation and the running of the race, so... I'm pretty excited.
Excellent. Well, it sounds great, Liz. It sounds like you guys are now really earned some R&R a little bit, but the training will happen soon enough. And thanks for spending time with us, and congrats on a very spectacular run-up service again, and all the best with the rest of the season.
Oh, thanks so much, Benjamin. I appreciate it. It's always fun to talk with you, so thanks.
Okay, all the best. Take care. Say hi to the team.
Okay, thanks, Ben.